listening to Soundtrack Radio Programming. Best news live at the Tony Blair Academy. Here we are in the Tony Blair Academy in central London, where a major award is about to be given out to an outstanding president. He is about to be given an OBE, the Order of the British Empire. I'm talking about George W. Bush, who is at this moment walking into the hall. A red carpet has been laid out. He is walking along it, about to accept his award at the podium. Major celebrities such as Queen Elizabeth II, Ozzy Osbourne, Ken Barlow and Phil Mitchell are amongst the stars in the audience. I've also just spotted Kate Lawler, the ex-Big Brother star and Capital Radio DJ. Okay, and it looks like the Queen is following closely behind her. It looks like she has the award in her hand. She is getting ready to step up to the podium.
George Bush Sr., an OBE.
But Your Majesty, I'm George Bush Jr.
That is irrelevant.
No, I have to insist with
that. Shut it! This award is in recognition of one's armed services to Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as one's services to comedy. So, now time for your remembrance speech.
Hi there, ladies and people. I'd like to firstly thank you all for coming. It is a special occasion, and I'm honored to get this BO award from your great country. I'd like to share my appreciation with Tony Blair, God, Jesus Christ, and Allah. Not forgetting Budweiser.
Don't you mean Buddha?
I know what I mean. Hey, Allah, we still need to go for that cup of tea sometime. I have also been asked to pay my own respects to Michael Jackson. I've never seen a man slam dunk the way he does.
I think surely the clapping has got to come to an end soon. It really has. Well, I think it should be stopping soon. I can see the signs. This is truly unprecedented. I've never heard this amount of clapping before. But there is such a deep admiration and enthusiasm for George W. Bush, his presidency, what he managed to achieve during his years in office. I don't think this clapping is going to stop anytime soon. And what do you know? It's all over. There's going to be some sore hands in the morning.
Soundtrack Radio.
Next, it's a bumper run of ridiculous sketches with some movies and comedy thrown in. It's the museum.
Soundtrack Radio.
museum.
It's the museum. Roar, this is the museum.
Best news.
In a controversial move, the government are creating a new registry to identify which members of the population are vegetarians. The current percentage of meat refuseniks in the population is currently not known. However, a new law is being drafted that will require any current converts to vegetarianism to register on a national database held at the Food Standards Agency and make their intentions clear. If the law gets royal assent, it could soon become illegal for prospective vegetarians to fail to register on the database, and any unlicensed vegetarians who are caught partaking in their belief illegally could face a fine of up to £1,000 and an order to eat meat for the next 28 days. We speak to David Sheff of the Vegetarian Society for his reaction to the proposals. Welcome to the news. So, what was your reaction when you first heard about this new registry?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's a very good idea. I think it's a very, very good idea.
More later in the show.
Hi everyone, it's PT, and you're listening to
The Museum.
Keep it locked right here.
Life is a non-stop party with The Museum.
This is the museum.
I want that property. Now. Welcome to I Want That Property Now. Today I'm with a couple of first-time buyers from Eton in Berkshire. They're looking to secure their first property in the town, but unfortunately for them, they cannot afford it. So they're having to look around the neighbouring town of Slough for their first property. The only property that they could find was above the Asda Superchain. It is a self-contained apartment above the manager's office.
Well, you know, it's not very much. Yeah, it's £128,000. I found it a bit deceptive.
Deceptively spacious?
No, just deceptive, really. It wasn't at all spacious.
The property is ingeniously designed to fit into a single room. The bathroom is in the corner. The kitchen is by the window. And the living room is by the door. It doesn't come with a bedroom. Okay, so you've seen the bathroom. Now do you want to have a look at the living room?
Well, I would have a look inside, but I can't get in while you're there, so it's not happening.
Wait a minute, this is silly. We can't all fit into the property together. I'm going to have to go outside so that you can fit into the property. You step in, we can't all fit into the same property together.
Okay, either your cameras or the settee is blocking the door. Maybe they shouldn't have put the living room next to the door.
Well, if you just slide the character settee slightly to the left, I will nudge the door, then I will walk into the property. At that point, when I open the door, you slip out, I will slip in.
Watch out! Oh!
Now we find, with living above an Asda, we can just pop downstairs for anything we want. It's like having a giant corner shop right below our floor. We're delighted. If you want to be featured on the next edition of I Want That Property Now, then send a stamped addressed envelope.
Goodbye.
So what have you got for me, Agent Q? Now listen here, 007. I've got this new device for you, which should help you kill the bad guys. Oh no, it's Goldfinger. I better get out of here. There he is. Take James Bond to me. Dead or alive? I like my martinis. Shaken, not stirred. So they expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. I don't find you amusing, 007. Whatever you say, Miss Moneypenny.
This is the museum.
Soundtrack Radio.
This is the museum.
In this week's task, Sir Alan Sugar is sending Sir Elton John up north.
Sir Alan would like you to meet him at the London Gateway.
I think we're going somewhere nice and exotic.
Five have made it this far.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sir Alan.
Have another drink.
We are standing here in the Manchester and Liverpool area. It's become a little tired. It needs to be made into a cool place for people to go. Built about 800 years ago at an astronomical cost, shortly afterwards, it became somewhat derelict. It became total rubbish. In recent years, some enterprising people have made it a venue where millions and millions of gay people come. You are going to rebrand the Manchester and Liverpool area to target the gay market. Elton John, you're going north. And that's where you're going. I'll see you at the start of the M1 motorway in a couple of days' time. Off you go.
8:45 p.m. Manchester city centre. The shops of the Northwest open up for business. Before turning in, both teams must choose products they think they could sell. The teams have to set up appointments with two major retailers, pitch their bike bag, pick project managers, and possibly notch up sales. Yasmina battled Deborah for control.
Anyway, yeah, if you want to be project manager, be project manager. But I need you to just bow down and kiss your feet.
How fabulous.
Philip, Kate and Ben arrive.
She's a beauty.
Thank you.
What I would like to do is introduce you to the Playhouse. Now, I know you're just beaming with excitement.
This looks like it's been produced by a bunch of loonies. Elton John, you made a brave statement of going for the gay market. Do it. You kind of whispered the message. You missed a plot. How you can honestly believe that you could have an advertising campaign based around Margaret and Nick and I to target the gay market is beyond my comprehension. This is total absolute pants in the Manchester and Liverpool area. Sucks. Elton John, I'm worried you're a broken man because of your age. I'm worried that you've may have bit off more than you can chew. With all due respect, I think you've been a bit lucky. I'd like you to just go away. Off you go. Philip, I really do hope that you are signing on. You're fired. Joke.
You are. This is the museum.
This is the museum. It's show one. It replaces popcorn radio. That there was the worst remix of all time, or was it? Coming up, some more ridiculous sketches involving the vegetarianism law. We're speaking to Gordon Brown. Hear what Jeremy Vine has to say about a very famous celebrity couple. And because it's been voted in a radio poll as one of the best 60 seconds, coming up later for you is the Jetsons 60 seconds. On the ridiculous sketches marathon that we have every Sunday with the museum.
Best news.
Part two.
Welcome to the news. So, what was your reaction when you first heard about this new registry?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's a very good idea. I think it's a very, very good idea. I'm absolutely for it. I think it's brilliant. In this increasingly bureaucratic society we live in, I think more example of conformity to Parliament is a great thing.
I must say that you're taking a rather unusual view. I would have expected you to be against this new initiative.
Well, to come on to the main reason that I want it, you know, I'd like to know how many people in our country are actually vegetarians. Just for interest's sake, I'd like to know.
So you want to know how many people your organisation has persuaded to become vegetarians, and how many of them there are?
Well, not really. I just want to know how many people out there follow the belief.
Okay, well, thank you for that thought there, David Sheff of the Vegetarian Society. We do have another view, and it comes from Gordon Brown, who was last year the Prime Minister. Now he is the Minister of Food and Digestion. So, Gordon Brown, I'm going to put it to you that there is going to be a lot of people up and down the country who are going to be outraged at these proposals, controversial plans that you have to create a database of all known vegetarians. What do you say to that?
Well, what we hope to achieve with these proposals is...
More later in the show.
Hi everyone, it's PT, and you're listening to
The Museum.
Keep it locked right here.
Life is a non-stop party with The Museum.
Next Monday at 8:30. One of the world's most important celebrity couples have announced their decision to split up. Katie Price and Peter Andre were married for less than years, and now they no longer will be. They have children. What will it mean for them? What will it mean for their adoring fans? And could their private lives now be even more invaded by crazed paparazzi photographers like me? Join me at 8:30 for an extended panorama special, The Demise of Katie and Peter. What is the world coming to?
This is the museum.
The Jetsons in 60 seconds.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, George, really? I need some money to go shopping, George.
Just a minute, Jane. Where's this space, Lee, on Skype? I'd better not answer with video with you just coming out of the shower, Jane.
Jetson! Get back into my office now! What do you think you are doing going home at clockhead time? When there's still work to be done!
I'm coming, boss.
You're like his lapdog, George. Come on, give me the money.
Here you go. $10. Don't take the whole wallet.
See you later, dear. Your tea will cook itself.
What do you think you are doing? You're late.
But I went home at 5 o'clock, sir.
If you didn't leave work and you didn't get home, then you wouldn't be late, would you?
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Spacely.
Don't just be sorry. You're fired!
Soundtrack Radio.
This is the museum.
Best News.
Part 3.
Well, some civil liberty groups might assert that you have no right to interfere in the private decisions made by vegetarians to make the lifestyle changes of their...
The civil liberties groups. Them. I'm sure you know that these are very hard economic times. I've only said it 4,336 times since the 28th of January 2009. And as such, we really do have to go the extra mile to protect the interests of British beef in these current difficult economical times. To do this, we must be in full knowledge of how many vegetarians we are facing in our society.
But how can you possibly know how many vegetarians there are in total when only new converts to the world of non-meat will be required to sign on this new registry?
I tell you what, I will make it. It will be a retroactive law, I can assure you. So, for example, you are Sir Paul McCartney and have been a vegetarian for the past 30 years. It will be against the law for you to step back on British soil from America without signing the new vegetarian registry.
Well, thanks you very much, Gordon Brown. I assume that you are a regular meat eater yourself, judging by the size of your appendage today.
Did you know that my nickname in school was Mr. McDonald's?
Yes.
I can assure you that name wouldn't be out of place today. In fact, I'm off to the Parliament branch of McDonald's right now. You don't expect me to answer a load of questions on a Wednesday on an empty stomach, do you?
Thank you very much. That was Gordon Brown there.
Best news.
Programming.